Baba Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli Daf Hey. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis, on the 10th line, Rebun Barchia B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Rebun Barchia B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Yom Nema Shor Haisi Lamad Shor Min HaBor, Ma'im HaBor She'en Dark Al Eilech Al Hazik Chayim L'Shalim, Shor She'en Dark Al Eilech Al Hazik Leikar Shekein. Rebun Barchia asked, in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, had the Torah not said Shor, ox, I would have learned Shor from pit. A pit does not go and damage, and one is liable to pay for its damage, and therefore an ox which does go and damage, all the more so, you would be liable. Or, ma habor mishalem nezik shalim, af hashor mishalem nezik shalim, or ma hashor mishalem chatsi nezik, af bor mishalem chatsi nezik. Just like a pit pays full damage, an ox pays full damage, and therefore we could not learn shor from a pit. Or, if you'll ask, that we could have learned a pit from shor, a shor is not prone to damage from its creation, but a pit is. This we cannot learn, because if so, we should say that just like an ox pays half damage, a pit should pay half damage. If the Torah did not say shor, I would have learned shor from pit. Had the Torah not said a pit, I would have learned pit from shor. So surely we couldn't learn from half damage from full damage, or vice versa. What does the Mishnah teach here? This phrase, how the stringency of an ox is unlike that of Maaveh. The same reason we can't learn from Shein and Regel from Shor or vice versa. The Islay Milin Sagin the Gemara answers is because there are many matters, means many others, and we need to learn from this concept of Salashava of a common denominator. If we didn't find stringencies of each over the others, we couldn't learn because they would be the concept of Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echav Tu Psukim teaching the same thing. Kein Loi Hawei Moshav Kehawei Mishkav Loi Hawei Mishkav Kehawei Moshav. And similarly find a Baisa about the stringencies of Tumah of Moshav that is unlike that of Mishkav and vice versa. Nicha Loi Hawei Moshav Kehawei Mishkav in Moshav Betepach Yitma Yitma Mishkav b'dalat tvachim, mepreshet tome Mishkav b'arbo tvachim, Yitma Moshav b'tefach. The Gemara says, is this okay? Why do they have to say the stringency of Moshav is unlike that of Mishkav and vice versa? If a Moshav that is a tefach is metame, would we know that the Mishkav is metame only if it's four tvachim? Because Mishkav is metame if it's four tvachim, would we know that Moshav is a tefach is metame? If the Torah would not have said Mishkav, what I've learned Mishkav from Moshav, had it not said Moshav, what I have learned Moshav from Mishkav, why did the Tana teach here the stringency of Moshav is unlike that of Mishkav? The if letunuye sagin milin. The answer is because there are many matters that we need to know, we need to learn. To this Salashava, we have to find stringencies of each over the others to show why they are not two Ksuvim, two Psukim teaching the same thing. Kain, Lai Pasha Neuris, Kahari Pasha Shiluach Tameim. Lai Pasha Shiluach Tameim, Kahari Pasha Neuris. And similarly, find about a Brisa that the Pasha of Neuris is unlike that of the Pasha of expelling the Tmeim, and the parsha of expelling Tmeim is unlike that of Neuris. Ilu no nema parsha shiloch Tmeim, haisi lomad parsha shiloch Tmeim, parsha Neuris. Had the Torah not said the parsha of expelling Tmeim, would I have learned the parsha of expelling Tmeim from the parsha of Neuris and vice versa? Lomad tani esahacha. Why did the Tana teach here that each parsha is unlike the other? This letunuye fagin milin kain hasa shal shabahen shehin vasad Miyad Ladeiris. Basav Miyad Ladeiris. Af Kol Shehu Basav Miyad Ladeiris. The Gemara answers is to teach that they are not two Psukim teaching the same thing, so we can learn many matters. The Salashava of them is that they apply immediately and for all generations, and also anywhere that it says Sav is immediate and for all generations. Amma Rabila. Tarichu Sheyema Lekol Echad Echad. The Torah needs to write each, meaning the Av of Nezikin. Shor Shaw teaches that the owner of the victim deals with the carcass, and if the damager pays only the difference between the live animal and the carcass, it says, "Va'amefi yaloi," and the carcass shall be to him, and we learn to all of a subnezikin. The Gemara asks, why does it say about a pit, "Va'amefi yaloi"? We should learn from Shaw. Tani Ubishmal, Yodfuka Koish, Inna Metaltalin, Yotza Adam Shein Le Hanoya B'maise. And the Gemara answers, Matan de Bishmol, this excludes land, which is not metal to limb, which are movable objects, and excludes man, because one may not benefit from a dead person. Ba'ish Melamedes Al Kulam Shehu Chayev Al Oinsim. Chay teaches about all of them that one is liable for Oinis, means when he himself damaged. This is like the opinion that one is liable for fire, as for arrows that one shoots.